Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The number of Americans applying for jobless aid last week retreated to 231,000 after surging to a nearly four-year high a week earlier. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and other city officials will testify today before the House Oversight Committee for the first time since President Trump's intervention in the city began. The world's leading chipmaker NVIDIA has announced it's investing $5 billion in Intel and will collaborate with the struggling semiconductor company on products. ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely following his comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she would have picked Pete Buttigieg as her running mate last year, but America was not ready for the pairing. This is according to an excerpt from her new book, 107 Days, that was published in The Atlantic. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a somber return to school at Utah Valley University.
Utah Valley University students are back on campus after last week's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Care stations across campus are offering stuffed animals, candy, and connections to counseling. The courtyard where Kirk was killed is barricaded. Student Matthew Caldwell says classrooms were quieter. Sadness is still in the air. Utah Governor Spencer Cox told students, it's okay to be angry. It's what you do with that anger that's important.
This is either the end of something terrible and the beginning of something better, or the beginning of something far worse. And I don't get to make that choice. I wish I could, but you do.
Matthew Caldwell says the way we treat each other in our words can ultimately lead to things like this. And everybody sort of understands that a little better now. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Chicago Cubs clinched their first postseason berth since 2020 after an 8-4 victory over the Pirates. Elsewhere, Trent Grisham homered twice, and Cody Bellinger also went deep to send manager Aaron Boone's Yankees past the Twins 10-5.
We have a number of guys where we can play that game.
NFL, Jets quarterback Justin Fields has been ruled out for Sunday's game with a concussion, and Tyrod Taylor will start against the Buccaneers. 49ers QB Brock Purdy returned to practice and could play Sunday. Commanders QB Jaden Daniels will not practice earlier than Friday with an injured knee. The D.C. City Council approved legislation allowing the Commanders to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium. And WNBA, the Golden State Valkyries' Natalie Nicasse has been named the league's coach of the year. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Donald Trump is meeting Prime Minister Keir Starmer on the second day of his state visit to Britain. After a day of royal pomp, the agenda on Thursday will turn to politics, as well as tech investments. The US President and First Lady Melania Trump were honored by King Charles III and Queen Camilla on Wednesday with military ceremonies, a private lunch, and a grand state banquet at Windsor Castle. At the Prime Minister's Chequers Country Retreat, Trump and Starmer are expected to sign a tech prosperity deal, bringing jobs and investment in AI and nuclear energy. Starmer also faces potentially awkward discussions with Trump on Ukraine and the Middle East. Karen Shamas, London.
President Donald Trump relished in the glow of a British royal spectacle during his visit to the UK.
It's a singular privilege to be the first American president welcomed here.
President Trump described the UK and US as two verses of the same poem, beautiful on their own, but really meant to be played together.
The bond which inspired Sir Winston Churchill, and the bust is in the Oval Office right now, the beautiful bust of Winston Churchill, to coin the phrase special relationship, but seen from American eyes, the word special does not begin to do it justice.
He also said they've done more good for humanity than any two countries in all of history. Trump also made sure to make a dig at Democrat Joe Biden, who sat in the White House this time last year.
We had a very sick country one year ago, and today, I believe we're the hottest country anywhere in the world.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Antifa
is terrible.
President Trump asked by a reporter Monday if he would designate Antifa as a domestic terror organization.
I would do that 100%, and others also, by the way.
Now he's amplifying that with a social media post calling Antifa a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster and saying he'll designate it as a major terrorist organization. On Monday, he added,
I've been speaking to the Attorney General about bringing RICO against some of the people that you've been reading about that have been putting up millions and millions of dollars for agitation. These aren't protests. These are crimes, what they're doing.
Trump raised the idea in 2020 in the midst of the George Floyd protests, but then FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers Antifa is an ideology, not an organization, and lacks the hierarchical structure that would usually allow it to be designated as a terror group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate for the first time this year. It was a quarter point drop, with the Fed projecting two more cuts this year amid labor market concerns. The central bank's focus has shifted quickly from inflation, which is still higher than it likes, to jobs, with hiring grounding nearly to a halt.
We see that the labor market is softening, and we don't need it to soften anymore, don't want it to.
Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed faces a challenge with weaker hiring and elevated inflation. It's also facing political pressure, with President Trump demanding far bigger cuts.
They should listen to smart people like me.
New Trump appointee Stephen Miron was the only Fed policymaker against the quarter point cut. He pushed for a half point. Powell says Miron was alone.
There wasn't widespread support at all for a 50 basis point cut.
The CDC's fired chief is warning of what's to come with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of the nation's health. Kennedy fired Susan Menarez after less than a month, and she says his anti-vaccine advisors will hurt America.
It takes us into a very dangerous place in public health.
Menarez told a Senate panel Kennedy and his team rebuffed data supporting vaccine safety and efficacy. As a result, preventable diseases like polio and whooping cough will return.
We will have our children harmed for things that we know they do not need to be harmed by.
Menarez says Kennedy told her to resign if she did not sign off on new vaccine recommendations with no scientific evidence. He denies that. Kennedy's hand-picked CDC advisory panel meets this week to discuss the recommendations. President Trump has basked in British pageantry, with King Charles hosting him on an unprecedented second state visit. It's aimed at boosting ties as the president's policies put pressure on allies worldwide. After a horse-drawn carriage procession, the president and king walk through Windsor Castle's courtyard, inspecting an honor guard. Inside its chapel, the president placed a wreath in memory of Queen Elizabeth. There was a tour of 18th century paintings and documents.
Oh, well, that's great.
With the president visibly amazed by papers on U.S. independence. The Trumps, King, and Queen Camilla also took in a centuries-old military parade ceremony on the East Lawn, punctuated by the Royal Air Force's aerobatics display team thundering overhead, leaving streaks of red, white, and blue smoke in their wake. I'm Sagar Meghani.
A Southern California judge who killed his wife has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for murder. Orange County Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Ferguson faced a maximum potential sentence of 40 years to life in prison. He was convicted of second-degree murder for fatally shooting his wife after the couple had been arguing about family finances. Prosecutors said the longtime judge and former criminal prosecutor pulled a gun from his ankle holster in August 2023. He fired the fatal shot after he had been drinking and arguing with his wife over family finances at a restaurant, and later while watching Breaking Bad on television in their Anaheim Hills home. Ferguson, who presided over criminal cases until his arrest, admitted to shooting his wife, Cheryl, but said it was an accident. Law enforcement officials are asking for patience as they look into the Mississippi college student found hanging on campus. Mississippi police say they're waiting for autopsy results for a Black student found hanging from a tree at Delta State University. They acknowledge that the case has sparked strong emotions in a state with a history of racist violence. Delta State University President Dan Ennis.
While the preliminary report of the Bolivar County Coroner's Office indicates no evidence of foul play, We recognize that this is not only about facts. It's about emotions and it's about feelings.
For some Black students on campus, the death has created fear. They say they've avoided going outside late at night. Marquand McKinney is a freshman at the university.
As a Black community, everybody's upset right now. Like, they're just trying to downplay the situation, you know. And it's not just this ain't the first time it happened. So, you know, it's just everybody's shooken up right now.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
New Jersey now has an alternative to burial or cremation: composting of human bodies. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signed the legislation last week. It authorizes a practice called natural organic reduction, which involves putting a body into a large tank that also holds straw, wood chips, and other natural materials. The human remains and organic materials mix with warm air and are periodically turned until the body is reduced to a soil-like material that can then be given to the dead person's family. Opponents argue human composting is disrespectful or goes against traditional religious beliefs. The FBI says Donald Henson of Pennsylvania was taken into custody Wednesday. He's accused of ramming a car into a staffed security gate at the FBI building in Pittsburgh. No one was hurt in what Assistant Special Agent Christopher Giordano says was a targeted attack.
We do believe that there is a mental health problem and a history of mental health issues.
He says Henson is known to the FBI.
He did come here to the FBI field office a few weeks ago to make a complaint that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Giordano said the driver threw a flag over the gate before running away on foot. The car appeared to have some sort of message on a side window and a U.S. Air Force sticker on it. Giordano said Henson was a former member of the military. Audio courtesy WTAE. A proposed Caesars Palace casino in Times Square backed by Jay-Z lost its bid for a lucrative New York City area gambling license Wednesday after running into fierce opposition from Broadway theater owners and producers worried about its potential impact on the district. A community advisory committee rejected the $5.4 billion plan to redevelop an office tower into a Caesars-branded hotel, gambling, and entertainment complex. After the vote, Mark Holliday, the CEO of SL Green, which was the project's primary developer and property owner, torched the decision.
What you did here today was despicable. Display of cowardice.
A separate Westside casino near the Javits Center was also rejected. The State Gaming Commission plans to award up to 3 licenses in December. The FBI says a man known to them rams a car into a security gate at the FBI building in Pittsburgh around 2:40 in the morning Wednesday, then removes an American flag from the back seat and throws it over the gate before leaving. The FBI says they consider the incident a targeted attack. No one was hurt. Assistant Special Agent Christopher Giordano told reporters in Pittsburgh that the car appeared to have some sort of message on one of the side windows and that the man was no stranger to the FBI. Giordano said he did come here to the FBI field office a few weeks ago to make a complaint that didn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks bounced around on Wall Street and wound up mixed after the Federal Reserve made its first interest rate cut of the year. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 260 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Stocks rallied briefly and bond yields fell after the Fed indicated it planned to make more cuts to rates. But the trading turned mixed amid uncertainty about how aggressively the Fed will be able to continue cutting rates going forward. The Fed wants to support the job market with lower rates, but it also doesn't want to risk making inflation worse. Seth Soutell, New York.
Jerry from Ben & Jerry's has quit the ice cream brand after 47 years. Co-founder Jerry Greenfield says that the independence the company once had to speak up on social issues has been stifled by its parent company, Unilever. That's according to a letter that co-founder Ben Cohen posted on social media on Greenfield's behalf. Greenfield said that the loss of independence was coming at a time when our country's current administration is attacking civil rights, voting rights, the rights of immigrants, women, and the LGBTQ community. Ben & Jerry's has been at odds with Unilever for a while. In March, Ben & Jerry's said its CEO was unlawfully removed in retaliation for the ice cream maker's social and political activism. In a federal court filing, Ben & Jerry's said that violated its merger agreement with Unilever. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. Last December, Amazon faced strikes at 7 Amazon facilities. That same month, Amazon reached a settlement with OSHA to adopt ergonomic measures. The agency claimed hazardous working conditions led to serious lower back and other musculoskeletal disorders at Amazon facilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Washington Commanders' plan to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium has cleared its final hurdle with the local legislature when the District of Columbia Council approved the legislation. The bill passed by an 11-2 vote and can now be sent to Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. She negotiated the original plan with Commanders owner Josh Harris in April. The Commanders currently play at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland, but aim to open a new venue in 2030. I'm Gethin Kuhlbaugh.
A German man who is under investigation in the disappearance of British toddler Madeleine McCann 18 years ago was released from prison on Wednesday after serving his sentence in an unrelated case. The man, who has been identified by media as Christian Bruckner, had been serving a 7-year sentence that stemmed from his 2019 conviction for the rape of a 72-year-old American woman in Portugal. He left the prison near Hanover in northern Germany on Wednesday morning. Israeli troops and tanks are pushing deeper into Gaza City as more people flee the devastated area. Israeli strikes cut off phone and internet services on Wednesday, making it harder for Palestinians to summon ambulances during the Israeli military's new offensive. Meanwhile, health officials have confirmed that 65,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed by Israel's military since October 2023. A team of experts for the United Nations confirmed that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza on Tuesday, issuing a report that calls on the international community to end the genocide and act to punish those responsible for it. Israel's offensive began on Monday and aims to take full control of the city. The Israeli military said Air Force and artillery units had struck Gaza City more than 150 times in the last few days, ahead of ground troops moving in. I'm Karen Shemas.
In a video released on Wednesday, Yulia Navalny says biological samples from her husband's body have been taken out of Russia and tested at laboratories abroad. She says, "We were able to obtain and reliably transport samples of Alexei's biological materials. At least two countries' laboratories independently tested these samples. They both came to the conclusion that Alexei was murdered, namely poisoned." Navalny explains Alexei had returned to his cell in the Russian prison and had convulsions in his face and upper limbs. In the medical office, they laid him on a couch. By this time, Alexei was already unconscious. Navalny, who crusaded against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protests as President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, died in the Arctic penal colony in February 2024. He was serving a 19-year sentence that he believed to be politically motivated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.